Setting a diagnostic and service call fee. Why a diagnostic slash service call fee exists, how to set one that covers the real cost of showing up and finding the problem, and how to handle the waive it, if I do the repair question without giving your expertise away for free. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is, the diagnostic or service call fee is what you charge to roll a truck, walk in the door, and figure out what's wrong. It's separate from any repair. Customers sometimes balk at it. You haven't fixed anything yet, but it's one of the most legitimate charges you have, because finding the problem is the skilled work. A misdiagnosis costs more than a missed repair. The fee protects the value of your knowledge and covers the real cost of being there. This article is about setting one that's fair and defensible. How it works. Two things justify the fee. First, the cost to simply be there. The drive, the fuel, the truck, the text time, the overhead burning whether you sell anything or not. Second, and more important, the expertise of diagnosis. A homeowner is paying for trained tech to read the system, run the right tests, and correctly identify the fault. That's the part that takes years to learn and is worth real money. Lumping diagnosis into free with repair trains customers to think finding the problem has no value, which is exactly backwards. The fee should at minimum cover your true cost for a typical call's drive plus diagnosis time. Set it too low and every no repair call and there will be many loses money. Set it as a real charge for real expertise and your business survives the calls that don't turn into a sale. In the field, set the number off your costs. Figure your true cost per hour. Estimate the typical time a diagnostic call eats drive both ways plus on-site diagnosis. Often 1 to 1.5 hours of billable time on a residential call, and price so that block is covered with margin. A fee that doesn't at least cover the trip plus diagnosis time is a fee that loses money the moment you find nothing to sell. Name it clearly and quote it on the phone. The fee should never be a surprise. When the call comes in, state it plainly. Our diagnostic fee is X, and that covers coming out and finding exactly what's going on. If you move forward with the repair, here's how we handle that. Setting it up front kills the doorstep argument. Decide you waive a repaired policy and be consistent. There are three honest positions. Never waive it. The diagnosis has standalone value and you charge for it regardless. Cleanest, most defensible. Apply it toward the repair. The fee is real, but if they proceed you credit it against the repair price which is built with that credit already in mind, so you're not actually giving it away. Waive it on approval. You eat the diagnostic value to win the repair. Only works if your repair pricing has the margin to absorb it. Otherwise, you're working the diagnosis for free. Pick one. Build your prices around it, and apply it the same way every time. Inconsistency is what makes customers feel cheated. Normal values and targets. The fee should cover at least the round-trip drive plus typical on-site diagnostic time at your true hourly cost, with margin. If a call realistically ties up 1.5 billable hours, a fee that only covers half an hour is bleeding you on every dry call. Expect a meaningful share of diagnostic calls to end in no sale. The customer declines, defers, or it's something minor. The fee has to make those calls break even on their own. That's its whole job. After hours, weekend, and holiday calls reasonably carry a higher fee. Your cost to serve them is higher and the customer understands urgency has a price. Common faults and what they mean. Free diagnostics, then the customer shops your diagnosis. They take your correct fault finding to a cheaper installer. You did the hard skilled part for nothing. Charge for it. Fee too low to cover a dry call. Every no repair visit loses money, and you can't figure out why a busy schedule doesn't pay. The diagnostic fee was set below cost. Surprise fee at the door. Customer feels ambushed and the visit starts in conflict. Always quote it when the appointment is booked. Waiving it sometimes and not others. Customers compare notes and feel singled out. Set one policy and hold it. Underpricing diagnosis to get in the door, then overpricing the repair to make up for it. Customers sense the bait and switch. Price both honestly instead. Tech tips and gotchas. The diagnosis is the product, not the repair. Anyone can swap a part once they know which part. Knowing which part, and why, is the expertise. That's what the fee pays for. Frame it that way to yourself and to the customer, and the charge stops feeling awkward. Quoting the fee on the phone filters tire kickers. Customers who balk at a fair diagnostic fee on the phone often weren't going to buy a repair anyway. Stating it up front saves you the dry trip and the doorstep argument both. If you waive it, make sure the repair price can carry it. Free diagnostic with repair is a fine offer only if your repair margin absorbs the diagnostic cost. If it doesn't, you've just done skilled work for free and called it marketing. Run the math before you make that promise. Don't apologize for the fee. The second you sound sheepish about it, The customer senses it's negotiable or unjustified. Say it plainly and confidently, because it's a legitimate charge for legitimate work. Higher fee for emergency hours is fair and expected. A 2 a.m. no heat call costs you more to serve and the customer knows it. A premium after hours rate isn't gouging. It's pricing the real cost and the real urgency honestly.